crack open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
Pine Room Podcast, episode 116. This is Chris behind a mic for the second time from our downtown studios. After a brief technical difficulties, Jared got us up and running, and I'm joined by, to my left, the Professor Matt, Jared, the baseball guru, and Cooley, the NBA wizard. So, guys, it's good to be here again, and how's today, everybody doing?
Today's good. Today's radio would say otherwise on Cooley.
Those are some tough ones.
It's not really fair. When Coach outperforms you on NBA, you got problems.
Oh, Tyler.
That was easy, Dial. We all guessed Dial. But
yeah, I
know. He was asking me.
Where did Job get that quiz?
I have no idea where
he was like quizzing us on like shooting percentages from spots on the floor and what guy it was. It wasn't easy.
But the guys were like DeAndre Hunter, Jared Culver.
Yeah, they weren't like the James Harden.
Yeah, it was like the fifth string guy on the Phoenix Sun.
They set you up for failure.
Yeah, it did.
They sabotaged you, Cools.
I'm surprised you introduced me so nicely today. I thought you were going to insult me.
No.
Just what you normally do, though.
You said that last night after our meeting. Are you going to be? I'm always mean to you. The last time I complimented you when I was the host.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't say anything negative.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Well, we'll have to go back and listen to the tape.
We'll have to watch the tape on that one.
Well, anyway, everybody have a good 4th of July.
Yeah, it was a good 4th of July. Had a ball game, and then came down home. We got to hang out with Jeff Doyle for the day, so that was good. Went over to his house, and actually, we were at our place first, and we made some 4th of July pizzas in our pizza oven. Jubb and Nick were getting after it on the pizza oven, and then went over and saw Jeff for... It was definitely a low-key 4th of July compared to what we usually do, for sure.
I'm trying to think. That was Thursday, right?
Thursday, yeah. Yep.
I just went over to my sister's that night. I think Derek went with me. It was a low-key night.
Yeah.
Just drank some beers, listened to some music, and that was about it.
Did you guys like it being on a Thursday?
Didn't matter to me. Yeah. I had to work the day of and the day after, so I didn't do anything fun. So it didn't matter to me.
Any difference to me? So actually, we're technically we still work on that day. That's the one holiday that we don't get off. I guess the drivers determine how that goes. But I was technically working. Mm-hmm. But it didn't make any difference to me.
Do most people get 4th of July off?
I guess it just depends on what.
It just depends on what industry you're in. Yeah, I mean, most business like office jobs, yeah, but anything, I'm sure some manufacturing probably do. But like Chris's stuff, where you're supplying people, probably not as many. And gas stations and stores are all open. They used to close early, but most of them don't even.
Well, back in the day, fast food's open. Well, before you guys were around, I mean, shit used to. Well, at least definitely on like major holidays and Sundays, even just where stores would close.
Right.
You know, and you know, it's weird, not weird, but you know, back in the day we sure survived. Our families, we had what we needed. It wasn't like, oh Christ, you know, so and so he almost starved to death because we couldn't go to the store on Sunday.
McDonald's is open till midnight on Christmas Eve now. That's like,
isn't that amazing? I've never
seen a 20 piece at 11:30 on Christmas Eve.
I never even like consider stuff being closed anymore. Like the only thing that I ever like think about being closed on Sunday is Chick-fil-A. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Downtown Wheeling on a Monday, every fucking thing's closed.
Yeah, you're right. I forget.
But you know what?
Maybe because there's no hotels.
I respect those businesses, like Hobby Lobby.
Sunday closures, I think, is great.
Yeah,
I think a lot of things
they
close.
And I love that story.
I respect the hell out of them.
But they close on Sunday and
turning away profits for a cause to help your employees. It gives your employees one constant day off that they always have.
And you know that Chick-fil-A and both Hobby Lobby are not struggling for money.
No.
They're doing just fine.
They actually do better because they appeal to people that still have a values, unlike these other fucking
Do you guys do Chick-fil-A? Do you guys like it?
Oh, yeah. But it's not like, oh my God,
I'm so disappointed they're closed on Sunday. I mean,
it's just something you just go through.
You just accept it.
Monday through Saturday.
And it's almost like you kind of look forward to it then.
Yeah.
Because it's closed on Sunday.
It's better than that damn Kentucky Fried Chicken now. They're taking off certain things to appeal to the fucking Muslims. So I saw it was called Caliphate Fried Chicken now instead of Kentucky Fried. They're taking certain item menus off of their menus or items off of their menus to please the Muslim people. So, good job, KFC. Wouldn't be getting my business much anymore.
I mean, that's just
bullshit.
It's absurd.
I didn't even know that was.
They don't like it. They don't have to eat it. That's the thing.
They have to assimilate to us.
Right. Don't penalize us because we like fucking bacon. Sorry.
Yes. I've never even.
Like, if you don't like bacon, there's something wrong with you. And if you strap bombs to your chest, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
So, I find those to go the same.
What is that? Just against their religious beliefs?
I don't know. They can't eat pork. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Then why come to this country? Right. I still won't ever understand. You hate it here. You want to kill us? Don't come. Mm-hmm. Stay away.
Very simple concept, really.
Mm-hmm. Eat more bacon.
Yeah, I looked up some businesses that are closed on Sunday.
There can't be many.
Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, Forever 21, Tyson Foods, Mary Kay. Oh, there's a good Interstate Batteries.
I didn't even know they operated a store.
Are those just like retail stores?
I didn't know Interstate Batteries had a retail store.
I didn't know Tyson Foods had a retail.
Me either. I mean, that's the supply.
I guess.
How did Bobby Labonte drive on Sunday?
He wasn't allowed.
When he was the Interstate
Battery. He had to put an X on in under the hood.
Number 7 on this list is Closed on Sunday. Literally named Closed on Sunday. I don't know what that is.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah. Number 8 is just the letter A.
No.
9, Mardell Christian Education, and then 10 is HEB Grocery Stores. A lot of those I've never even heard of. I got to look up what Closed on Sunday is.
HEB.
HEB. Closed on
Heb.
Closed on Sunday Grocery Store, maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of that. But
no, but I do respect those businesses, like Matt said, for doing that. I just think that, you know, one day of profits isn't going to kill that company. So,
it was trending on what I was searching here. There's been a bunch of chicken recalled. All Safa, you know what that is? ALSAFA. US LLC recalls frozen ready to eat chicken products.
Ew.
Over 2,000 pounds of this chicken has been recalled over listeria threat.
Ooh, that's a bad one there. Oh, yeah, Al Safa. I just looked it up. Yeah, they make, like, frozen chicken.
Oh, God, chicken sea kebabs.
Oh.
It looks like,
Dude, their nuggets look horrible.
Ooh, yeah.
HEB sounds for Howard E. Butt. He must have, he owns his store. Instead of calling it Butts, you call it Heb. H-E-B. I never heard of them. It looks like they're in Texas.
Man,
What's that grocery store?
Bucky's?
Is that what you said?
Bucky's is like a gas station.
HEB grocery store.
HEB, yeah. Texas and Mexico, 430 stores.
Isn't it? I always find it fascinating the different like regional grocery stores. Like we have Kroger,
right?
Like Pittsburgh has Giant Eagle and
Giant Eagle. They used to have Shop and Save. Shop and Save.
Yeah, I went to Shop and Save the other day. Actually, really, really nice.
Food Land used to be up there too.
And then Food Lion. Remember Food Lion?
Well, Food Lion. They have those in Maryland.
Myers is over in the Columbus.
Yeah, Myers over in Central.
And they still have Kroger's because I think Kroger's are they based in Cincinnati, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe Kroger's? So, yeah.
Kroger is
across the river in Kentucky.
The Reds have the Kroger on their sleeve. On their
Kroger's big.
My favorite
there.
Is Publix.
What's over there?
Yeah, Publix. There was an alligator at a Publix I saw the other day hiding in the shopping carts. down in Florida.
In the shopping carts?
Yeah, underneath.
Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly.
Where's
that at? Winn-Dixie. I think those are
Pop. There's a couple Piggly Wigglies. There's one right... actually, right down the road from what's a restaurant down there on Emerson Avenue in Parkersburg we go to?
J.P. Henry's.
And then you go all the way out into Ward County, down in a small town of Elizabeth.
So it's like a Southern West Virginia thing.
Well,
it's southern. It's in other places too. Yeah. Bordering states, definitely.
I think it's something else. Soup has Soup would go to Harris Teeter.
Mm-hmm. Harris Teeter's are really, really nice. They have those in Maryland. Like Ocean City's got, well, Fenway, actually Delaware has it, but yeah, really nice stores.
Food Line?
Yeah, Food Line. Acme, which is owned by...
Acme, yeah.
It's owned by, what's the other big warehouse, the other one? What the hell is it called? Not Costco. Something way. Safeway? No, I can't remember. It might be Costco that owns that, but Acme's owned by one of those.
What's like outfits. What's like a tech? What's like Texas? What do they have? Like down that way?
I don't know, but
they have Winn-Dixie's down there, and I feel like I should know that.
But I have really no remember. Idea.
Yeah,
I just
they
know.
they got Hebs. I know that.
H-E-B's. Yeah, Hebs. Yeah.
I got to look this up now.
But
I think Publix is the best one that I've been to. I really like Publix.
Yeah, Publix is nice. Hebs looks like it's huge in Texas. That's like the biggest
one.
What
about
Aldi's, which we already know is a worldwide Homeland Central Market. Trader Joe's are big there.
Yeah, Trader Joe's, there's some in Pittsburgh.
They got Kroger's. They got Kroger in Fort. Okay, so they do have some.
So,
United Foods.
I just looked up the most common grocery retailer in every state. So we were right. We're with Kroger, along with Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Michigan. Food Line's the most popular in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Yeah. Publix in Georgia and Florida. It looks like is Piggly Wiggly a pig with a hat on his head?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the most popular in Alabama.
Yeah.
And then Walmart is Texas.
Yeah.
A lot of southern
Walmart's
like,
everywhere.
Like yeah. New Mexico,
there's Arkansas down into Texas.
Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas.
What's Maryland's most common?
Maryland's is
Acme?
Martin's?
Yeah, be Walmart.
Probably Walmart. Yeah.
It looks like Giant. Is that a thing? Giant
Foods,
Yeah, Giant is the most.
Those must be more to the.
It looks like Delaware's Food Line, but yeah. Maryland is Giant.
Okay.
ShopRita, you ever heard of that? Oh, that's no. New Jersey.
Never heard of
that. ShopRite. Sorry, I couldn't read. I can read that. Yeah. New York is Tops. Have you ever heard of that?
I have heard of Tops.
Is that two P's?
No, T O P S.
That's right, T O P S.
Like the baseball.
No, I was thinking of Tops. Tops for men. Yeah.
And then it looks like up in Maine and Vermont, New Hampshire, is something called Hannaford?
Yeah, I've heard of those before. I've never been to one before, but yeah.
I haven't heard of most of these.
Massachusetts and like Rhode Island are Stop and Shop.
I've heard of Stop
and
Shop.
I've never heard of any of these. Illinois looks like Jewel Osco.
Ooh, I don't know.
Like JEWELOSCO.
I don't know that one.
Once you get too far out.
Man, the West, I've never heard of a lot of these. Safeway.
Safeway. That's the big one. I was thinking. That's a big one in
California. That's California, Oregon, yeah. Washington, yeah, they're, Arizona, they're, Alaska.
They're very big.
Smith's. You ever heard of Smith's?
That's, no, not in that capacity.
That's popular out in Nevada and Utah. And then Montana and Idaho are... I have no... Oh, Albertsons?
Yeah, Albertsons is a big one. Yeah, that's a big one.
And then it looks like Minnesota is Cub. C-U-B.
I've heard of that. Never been.
Yeah. So, and then our last one here that I've never heard of, King Soopers, Soopers. Ever heard of that?
That
is in Colorado. And then it looks like in North Dakota is Super Value.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
So Super there's value. your grocery, yeah, your regional grocery store fix for the day. So if you didn't know that.
And I always find it fascinating too, Matt, because we talk about it sometimes. We go to Ocean, like all the different, the convenience store chains, the big ones.
Right.
You know, like around here, we got what Sheetz, and then you know, go a little farther south with Go-Mart.
Pilot.
And,
Wawa.
Pilot. And then you get the Wawa's and.
Wawa's terrible.
What's the one?
Highs.
Highs Royal Farms.
Royal Farms is huge.
And some of these
Royal Farms
are,
is taking
are,
over.
Are, Royal Farms
are beautiful.
Really whenever good. We go, they're very
yeah,
nice.
Royal Farms is awesome. I got to tell you, the Wawa's really went downhill.
Oh, I don't like Wawa at all.
They really went downhill.
Nothing on Sheetz.
I don't think you can even argue
they're
anymore.
Their food's almost inedible.
Yeah,
Sheetz is 10 times better than
Wawa. It's not even close.
Do they all have the made-to-order stuff?
I think both of them do.
Because you guys love Sheetz, don't you?
I'm a big, yeah. I really like Sheetz.
I'll tell you, whoever their executive chef is and makes up their stuff, and I know it's just gas station food, but they did a really good job of that stuff, of figuring out the composition to make it still be good and, like, you know, because you're getting it.
Just the concept.
It's quick meal, so, like, a lot of times it wouldn't be good, but it's pretty damn good. And the other ones that try to emulate, and I will say Royal Farms, if you want chicken, out of this world chicken, but they don't have a whole lot of other things. But man, that Wawa, I can't eat there. I can't. A couple times I pass through when I'm getting into Cross the Bay Bridge and I'm like hungry and I'm like, I got to get like a sandwich. I can't do it. I had a chicken sandwich one time. I had to throw it out the window, but I wouldn't have littered. But I would have tried. Probably a poor seagull would have ate it and died. It was horrible. Well,
and now is it? Did you used to be able to?
Yes.
And then it just the quality went down.
Now I will say, I thought it was better originally, and they changed some things. And I don't go to them a ton. And then once the Sheetz came here, I was like, wow, Sheetz is so much better. And then Sheetz has improved even since it started around here. And we didn't have a Sheetz here, obviously, till Chris. When did that go in? Down at in Woodsdale.
Oh, what would you say that? So at least 10, 20 years ago?
I'm thinking it had to be early 2000s when it made.
And you know that one thing about that is such a cramped area on that corner.
Yeah.
When you ever see, like, you go by and see the delivery truck trying to finagle its way in
always
there.
Always
the guy making a delivery.
That guy that gets that route has to want to kill himself. He has to. He can't, he can't be excited when he has to go there.
There's just always traffic. There's always traffic there, and there's always people in that parking lot.
How about coming in a festival of lights?
Oh, like, my gosh.
I'd try to time it so I'd be there at like maybe like 4 or 5 in the morning would be the only time where you might get a little bit of a break.
Yeah. I've never been to that Sheetz, really any Sheetz, where there hasn't been cars in the parking lot.
Those ones at the Highlands are pretty good now. And those ones down at the Star City in Morgantown, those were some of the closest ones that we had originally.
There's like 3 of them down there.
They're like within like a quarter mile of each other.
And they're all busy.
No pumps open every time you go in.
Just real quick, talking about that Sheetz down there on National Road, and just how hectic and the traffic is down there. I was on the phone with somebody. It could have been Matt or somebody. I was driving through there, and one of the might have been the Karenbauer guy, was parked in the middle of National Road, like where like you can veer into another lane to turn left.
Yeah, yeah.
And he stuck right in the middle making his delivery. So because he doesn't have anywhere else to park, so he's in the middle of National Road with the flashers on, and he loads up his two-wheeler. Then he's got to navigate through the traffic to take it into Gumby's.
Jesus.
And I thought, that guy must be low man on totem pole, because that looked
that's unsafe.
Yes.
Just get blasted by a car, all the beer goes everywhere.
Yeah, so I don't know what would be tougher, doing that or trying to back that 18-wheeler into Sheetz is lost.
Some of those 18-wheeler drivers, the shit they get into is just impressive.
Yeah,
they drive a big enough rig, they can be reckless, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Kill people if they want to.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Smash you to bits. Man. Play chicken with them, you'll lose.
But I think it's not even close to comparison Wawa and Sheetz.
Wawa is awful. Dude.
Well, I've never been enough Wawa. I mean, just on the on the rare, because we don't, we go over there to the beach. Like, I don't know, did we stop at a Wawa on that second trip or the second stop? Because I don't remember. I know it wasn't, no, I think it was, but I haven't tried it enough. I'd probably just go in there and use the restroom and maybe get a drink and a snack. So I've never got any of the hot foods or a prepared sandwich. So I don't know.
Big downgrade on their meat.
But I was really impressed with one of the Royal Farms.
Royal Farms is very nice.
Those are really nice.
Their chicken is dynamite.
And really
gas
good.
Gas pumps are nice. They're spread out. They're clean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really nice. Remember that one store 2 years ago, Jerry? We had a stop. It was one of those Middle Eastern guys, and they didn't have a fucking pisser, so we had to use the porta-john outside. It was right next to a dumpster.
Yeah, right.
Like, wow.
This great combination. Heck of a place.
Shit near shit.
It was messed up.
God, man, there's some bad... You could probably tell gas station stories forever, the places awful. That you... Especially you, Chris, the places you've gone to.
Really just, you know... you wouldn't believe it unless you were actually... there.
Funny, the Port John's like all the way across on the other side of the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, so I
know. You got to go way over to the other side.
It's on that straightaway.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's awful.
Where is that?
Houston, probably Cambridge?
It's a nice straightaway. There's a bunch of things. But I think
on the left hand side going east, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even in a, on the right hand, but the, when we stopped at that shithole that had the portage on, I don't think we knew how many better stores were.
If you don't know the area, you just wait it out for a Royal Farms. That's my advice. Yeah. You're going to find one.
Yeah, you go a mile up the road, and there's a Royal Farms with like 50 gas pumps for a mile.
They even got a charging station for you.
And we went to a fucking gas station with one little
touching the handle in a goddamn portage. Yeah,
they got an EV charger for you too.
Yeah,
if you drive one of those things.
So that was
pick your gas stations right.
Some of those.
That's the lesson
they're so filthy. Some of them, like if you piss on the floor, you're cleaning it up.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Dirt and filth and toilet overflowing and just.
Well, Jared, if we'd have done it.
Thank God, that's when I'm really glad I'm a male and I can just piss.
Yeah, I know.
Not have to work. Yeah. I mean, God, for a girl to have to go in that filth is just awful.
Jesus. I bet their bathrooms are way cleaner than ours.
Yeah. Well, I'd hope so. Yeah. But
always are covered in shit and piss, always.
I never understand that. How does shit get on the floor? Up on top of the
guy's
toilet.
Guy's really in a rush to go. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, and he just had a bad aim.
Jump tells that story of your dad shitting on the wall at your house. Well, anything's possible.
Yeah. I guess
in there, nobody would care. Yeah. So it's like.
But was that alcohol related?
I think he was drinking, but I don't think it was alcohol related. I think it was something he ate. And he didn't make it.
I wish he was here to tell that story. Because I don't really know. Jub loves that story. He absolutely loves that story. We were actually talking about it the other day.
Cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, and Jub goes, that's weird. Yeah, I wish he was here to tell that story. I don't know if he'd want it to.
Yeah, it was after the club.
It was like 11:30 at night.
Good Lord. But I mean, I'm not saying he shit because he was drinking, but he had been drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think he had had something within like a week because he'd done it. Not that he shit on the wall, but he had a bad experience for twice in a week. So I think it was some kind of, I don't know if it was a stomach bug
or bowels issue.
Yeah,
some
something that had caused it. But
yeah.
No, it didn't prevent him from drinking, though.
No.
I thought drinking would settle it down, though, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
You never really
justify drinking.
Yeah, sometimes it'll numb your bowels and you'll be good.
It never will.
Other times it really wreaks havoc.
Other times it's like lighter fluid.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, all right. Hey, I got.
All right, what do you got for us, Chris?
We really went off the rails. Yeah.
This is a totally different subject.
That's all right.
I've been meaning to bring this up a couple weeks ago when it happened. So I got two unusual stories here. I think I mentioned to you guys at one time. I got this off of Metro News. Now, the first one here, this happened on June 28th, and I think I mentioned to somebody about a guy that was kayaking in the Ohio River and got hit by a barge.
Yeah.
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 How?
I still don't get it. Where was he at?
The guy was identified as 51-year-old Williams Hayes. William Hayes, he was from Middleport, Ohio, but he was down near, it said in the community of Hartford, but down in Mason County. So that's over by, in the Huntington area.
Okay.
I think Point Pleasant's right across the river.
Oh, so maybe the Mothman had something to do with it.
So,
maybe.
But it was in the afternoon, it was like 5 in the afternoon. Now, was it Job or someone said, I could see that happening. Or maybe Ace said it. Oh, well, they can sneak up on you. But I don't see how that happens. Well,
I mean,
why are you out in the main channel?
It almost seems like it was something intentional.
Unless
the guy just didn't know how to kayak and they...
Yeah, was he deaf? I mean, he didn't hear...
There wasn't a whole lot of details. Yeah. But when you have a kayak,
do you have a mirror that you can see behind?
I feel like you should at least be a little bit aware.
I'd probably be swiveling around, especially if I have earphones in.
A barge, like if you're on the river, you can see, unless you're at a bend, I mean, you could see pretty far.
Chris, was the barge going to the south, facing south?
If he was facing south, it's
a lot more quiet. If he's coming north, I find it almost impossible that he could have got run over, unless he was trying to die. Well, because when they're cranking to the north, especially around here, I mean, they grind it pretty good to go north.
Yeah.
Now, if they're coming south, they can be dead silent. Like, sometimes I won't even hear them. You'll see the light on them because they're not even running an engine.
We've been on their porch before night.
You see the little blue, right?
You can just see, like, the blue. You can't even hear it.
Because
like,
they pretty much just float,
yeah, they
really
can gear down and just drift.
But if you're, just say you're on a pontoon boat or whatever, and you're just out in the river. Say, you know, it's perfect day and it's, and you're not even just say you're floating or I don't even drop an anchor or whatever, but you're not wouldn't and you're just say you're facing whatever direction, wouldn't you like every now and then look behind you just make sure you're safe?
See, to just at least check your surroundings. And again, on a river, you can see a pretty long way. I mean, if you're
sneaking up on you,
what's the
and it's not like it's a very like a barge can't make like a real fast sharp turn.
Yeah.
So you're really going to be able to see every angle.
Something seems wrong.
And you would think that the barge operator would probably see him and blow the honk horn. Blow the whistle. I looked this up. I like that it says, so he died after getting hit by a barge while traveling on the Ohio River yesterday around 5:30. And then the next sentence, foul play is not suspected at this point in the investigation. I don't really understand. How could foul play be from the barge?
Well, maybe
operating.
Well, I mean,
he sped up.
He saw him. He said, "Oh,
I mean, no one knows. Boys. The guy could have had a heart attack. He could have. You don't know. I mean, you really don't know. But it seems really weird. What is the boaters' etiquette out there? Like on a Saturday, like if you're out there on the river, like are there certain areas where you should, like if you're going to put an anchor down, like you stay out of the main channel? Don't you look at those buoys and like I don't know enough about it.
I don't either. But I sure as hell, if I'm kayaking, I'm maybe 20 yards out from the shore. I'm not going out into that. I just think that's
scary to me.
Yeah.
Boats are really scary. So many things that
I don't
can
like
go
the
wrong.
River. I do not like the river.
I don't
the undertow.
I will never get in the river.
I'll never touch the river.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like the smell of the river, the look of the river.
Yeah, I've never been in it.
But I just
I don't even like the name of the river.
No.
Why couldn't it be the West Virginia River?
Well, it's too dirty for us.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
They can have it.
Yeah.
But I think it belongs to us though. We got to change the name of it.
It is ours?
I think so. Chris, do you know that?
I do not know that. I was just going to ask you why it wasn't.
We
ours.
Own the majority of it, I think.
But I just thought that one was interesting. I had to get your take on that because I don't understand.
Hopefully that guy was, hopefully he went easy. I don't know how he could. I hope he didn't get trapped under there. That's my worst fear in life.
I just looked that up, Matt. Where the river serves as a boundary between states today, Congress designated the entire river to belong to the states on the east and south, i.e. West Virginia and Kentucky, at the time of admission to the Union, that were divided from Virginia. So we do.
All right.
We do own the river.
Take that, Ohio.
Why can't we change the damn name?
Yeah, no,
we should petition for that.
Maybe it should warn our citizens that they're going into the filthy state of Ohio. Yeah. No, I don't hate all Ohioans.
Just the back channel of the island should be Ohio, and the rest of yours.
Yeah, it belongs to them.
Isn't the back channel like a couple feet deep? Like you can't. Like isn't it real shallow, the back channel?
I think underneath that, when you're coming across that bridge there from Bridgeport over to onto the island, if you look down to your right, you could see sometimes.
Yeah,
you can
the
see,
bank.
Yeah. Not even
I'd
the
say
bank.
It's probably pretty low right now.
I see a barge go through.
Fuck,
there.
It hasn't rained for God.
Haven't gone to the back channel.
Just get stuck up there. Yeah.
There's
no
barge races. An Olympic barge.
That'd be great. Filled with coal.
Filled with coal, and then if they wreck, it just bursts into flame.
I'd have like a one-on-one barge fight.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high-quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
Well, my second story here, it's another odd way to check out. This was actually July 8th, which was yesterday. Investigation is underway in Raleigh County after deputies say a woman riding a horse was struck and killed by a truck. Happened last night at 10 p.m. on Lester Highway near Church Street in Glen White, West Virginia, which is down in the Beckley.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. Well, did the horse survive?
That was my
what was his name? I
like
the lady will get her name in there, but the horse won't.
Well, she wasn't. Yeah,
she wasn't identified.
No.
Either?
So what? What?
Now, I'm assuming.
What time of night was this?
You've been on this road several times, Lester Highway. Yeah. At 10 p.m. Sunday. Okay. 10 p.m. Yeah, Sunday, okay. Was she like Amish? Yeah, Amish with the buggy or just what? Riding
or
over.
Mennonites?
But it says, if you say highway, that sounds to me like you're going 40 or
somewhere
50.
A horse shouldn't be.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then, this horse was going like he's going down a back stretch at Churchill Downs?
I doubt that, but yeah. Unless he got spooked by something, they can get spooked. Well, my question is, when you're riding a horse at night,
it's 10 o'clock.
How do you see?
Yeah.
Do you have a reflector on the horse? Because the cars, it's hard for them to see. You know, are you wearing something bright as your shirt?
Why don't you got a helmet?
Like, remember how your mom and dad would say, like, when you're going out on your bike at night, like, you should wear a bright shirt or, like, because, you know, you have
reflectors. Oh, yeah, and you always want to have reflectors.
Yeah, you had reflectors, but, like, you wanted to, at least the car could pick you up from a distance. Well, this horse didn't have any of those safety features. So, that's a shame.
No charges were filed.
What the hell is going on here? Sorry, we're watching the European semifinals. There's stewards running on the field. Somebody must have ran onto the field. Those guys were running their asses off. Those security guys.
This was from WSAZ News Channel 3. I wanted to play this in the mic. This is what the story says.
We're talking about this horse.
24 hours since a woman was hit and killed by a truck while riding a horse. According to Sheriff J.C. Kennedy, deputies responded to the Church Street area of Glen White last night on reports of a crash involving a truck and a horse being ridden by an adult female. The woman ultimately succumbed to her injuries. No charges have been filed against the driver at this point, but the crash is still under investigation, and the woman's identity is being withheld until her family is notified.
No status of the horse. Thought about the horse.
Did he run off? Is he okay?
Is he all right? Like, how did she get hit and he's okay?
Right.
It's probably dead. It's got to be dead.
Most likely,
the horse was killed as well. Like,
right. I mean,
that's an important thing. That's really
you know. I guarantee if they said, "Well, a woman and her dog were hit by a car," they would give you an update on that dog.
Horses have feelings too, and they have people that care.
They're probably watching the news, all upset.
Yeah, they don't know what happened to
their
friend.
Their buddy's been unacknowledged.
Yeah. He might have ran off. He could be. Yeah, we don't know.
That report.
If anybody knows the answer to that, please get out.
Two really wild stories,
both in our state.
Yeah. So I think the lesson
in the southern part.
The lessons that we have learned today. Don't get hit by a barge on a kayak, and don't ride your horse at night.
I mean, maybe these
look
people,
both ways when you're crossing the river.
Maybe they were using.
Maybe she was blasted. I don't know. Maybe she's all fucked.
Or
up.
Or was it a unique way to commit suicide? I don't know.
Well, but that's
pretty
so
creative.
Selfish.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Can't, hopefully the horse. Stuck her head out in front of the truck, and the horse was okay.
Just missed the horse.
She was like Ichabod Crane, got her head knocked off, and the horse ran off. That'll be a lot.
Well, I would hope. But otherwise, if the horse, that's like a fucking murder suicide.
Right.
She did that.
Yeah, poor horse.
What an odd
take him into traffic. I mean, come on.
On the highway.
Yeah, Lester Highway.
I want to know his name too.
Yeah,
maybe his name was Lester.
Yeah,
Lester the horse.
That reporter sounded a little bit different.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was from West Virginia.
I think that was the least of his problems.
Yeah. He seemed a little foreign.
Yeah.
He was foreign
anyway.
Yeah,
but again, I don't know why they don't have more details. On some of these incidents.
I know, very vague.
I guess you can't. Well,
what do you expect from the news today, Chris?
Well, and you know, I mean, you can't. I mean,
we need
you
water
can't ask the guy that got hit by the barge, but then, you know, but talk to the barge, talk to the captain.
Yeah, right. I guess, yeah, you're right.
We should get him on the show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There's a better chance we could get him. They still haven't interviewed the captain that ran into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That cruise that
still
hasn't
on
been
the boat?
They're still
in the boat. They haven't even been interviewed yet. I mean, now tell me that there's not a conspiracy going on
is
there.
Is the cargo
fucking
still on
ridiculous.
That thing?
Oh, I guess what's still floating, yeah. I that just doesn't make any sense. No. Yeah, we had a better chance of getting that barge captain on.
Yeah.
Like, wonder when the
stable boy for that.
Wonder
horse.
When the barge captain realized, or if anybody. Wonder, they may wonder when him. They realized they that he was gone.
And how did anybody know he was dead? They found his body.
Yeah, there? I know. That's I wonder what happened.
He said he died in a river. Well, no shit. I guess what they meant was probably he died
on impact.
Yeah, he was dead at the scene.
Man, that's it. Oh, gosh, wonder how he died. I'm assuming he didn't die from the impact. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
think.
How fast do those? They don't go very fast, do they?
Tell you what, though, sometimes when those things go south and they got a full head of steam, they can
go pretty quick.
It's so hard. You're even if it doesn't go super fast, if it hits you at like your head level around there, you'll get knocked out at the very least.
Yeah, because I always wondered, like just say if you saw that, because you know how that the front of that barge is kind of curved up, and you think, oh well, shit, if that was coming at you, like you would dive down underneath of it and swim out to the side. I'm like,
terrifying.
Oh,
God. Getting stuck under that thing is the worst fear ever.
Oh man, that is rough. Because even if you probably tried to swim off to the side, it probably would suck you down or something.
You'd never know where to go. You couldn't ever figure out whether you're going east, west, north, or south. There's really only one way you can survive it, is to get back to the closest side that you got hit on and get at. But you would never know.
Then you think you're making progress.
Yeah, and then you're up swimming the long way. And you know, you're not going to be able to see. That water's filthy. Probably rot your eyeballs out if you open your eyes under there anyway.
Oh my God.
But that is creepy to think about.
That's a horrible way to go.
So I feel bad for that. Yeah, jeez. I mean, I just.
Condolences to that. I mean, man.
And if he did that on purpose, I mean, man, he went out. It was a creative way, though.
Yeah, sure. It's an awful way to go.
Yeah.
An awful way to go.
Man.
I mean, I don't know. That was just. But those were my two. Find a high bridge.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah, I just did. I wanted to bring that up. Earlier, like last week, but it just never came to be. But and then I read about the poor horse. Well, the lady too, but
just like McCulloch's
she's
leap,
an afterthought.
Yes. Why me?
It's just like McCulloch's
me?
Leap.
Is that what he said? Why me?
Why me?
Why me? Why me?
Yeah, whatever. So it just I don't know. It just fucking strange shit happens every goddamn day.
I bet that lady wasn't getting chased by Indians though. Or natives.
Oh, like they
I'm not allowed to say Indians.
I wish
anymore.
We could get
foul.
I wish we could get an account of that from somebody, McCulloch's Leap. But unfortunately,
some good books on him. Then they ate his heart later, I think. So McCulloch didn't last that
much
longer.
The horse survived.
Yeah, that's what they said.
The horse jumped.
Yeah, he ended up getting scalped and his heart eaten by the Indians
really?
Down the road. Not that day. But,
so it kind of was
McCulloch.
It kind of was in vain anyway.
Oh, I thought you meant they scalped the horse.
No, see, McCulloch went down. He probably stopped the generations, got a beer. And then by the time the Indians passed, he thought it was safe. He went out and then he got scalped. And that was the end of
that
it.
That is just such a fascinating story. It really is. And just driving down that road. I mean, looking over, that is a steep.
Yeah, it's a bitch.
Of
it's a
for anybody that doesn't, I guess probably not all of our listeners would know the story, because if they're not from here, probably if you're from Wheeling, you know that story.
Yeah, if you're from West Virginia, you should know about it in West Virginia history, because, I mean, that's an important.
But there's an old story of a guy. What was his first name?
Samuel McCulloch.
Was being chased by Indians up this hill in Wheeling, and. He came to a cliff, basically, and just took the horse off and jumped down the hill. And both him and the – don't they say he landed and he just kept running?
There's no way.
That's what they say, but I don't know.
That whole story sounds made up.
Now, when was that?
1777, I think. Well, 1777. September of 77.
Didn't somebody back in the day?
1777, not 1977.
Cut the that statue. Remember they cut that guy's leg off the statue or the Indian?
Yeah, that was a cool statue.
Well, they got a nice monument up there now, like a dedication thing. It's nice. Hopefully nobody messes with it, you know. But that's an interesting story.
Yeah, both he and his horse survived without injury. The leap is based on a historic event, but the retellings have exaggerated the story into a local legend or tall tale. I love the picture of McCulloch's leap. We got to get that in here.
Oh, that the one that was done in the 1800s.
Yeah,
that one where he's going right there, Chris. He's like looking off the.
But it's almost. It seems like if they survived, like they just happened to. Like, just go down a steep hill, not jump. Because, guy's going to snap his legs. Then Sam McCulloch's going to flip, you know, like going over the handlebars, flip right. over the horse, and then he's going to roll and get hurt. So, but
now I find a couple things interesting in the painting of the 1851. You can look this up. The 1851 lithograph of McCulloch's Leap. The leap's pretty low there. The cliff's like down and yeah. he's going into the water or something. And then I also find it interesting, and I should know this being a horse racing person.
Does he have a name?
The horse has one of those where he's got one white foot. Mm-hmm. He's got, I don't know how they knew that.
He looks What's like an mean? Athletic horse.
Well, this like, you know, like all, like if he's, I don't know, there's a term for it. I'll find it. But it's there's a term for like a horse that has like one white foot. But yeah, I found it interesting that the horse has that too. So curiosity.
So McCulloch's Leap, interesting story about Wheeling, West Virginia. If you're not from here and you're listening,
I think I said to you guys a long time ago, like I used to, I just thought history was so dumb and boring, not dumb, but just, I didn't care about it. But the older I get and the more I read about it, it's fascinating to me. Some of the things, not just West Virginia history, but just
history in our country and crazy.
You know, even, you know, some world history and you know, like I used to, would know the first fucking thing about the Civil War. I couldn't tell you back in, but now at least I know some, you know, when it was and all that.
Yeah.
And
you can know have a little, somewhat.
Yeah. You know, the,
but basic knowledge.
Back, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not.
Were you a good student, Chris?
I was. Were you? But I could have been. I could have been better. Could've I been didn't. Bad. You know what?
We could always.
I
didn't. Better.
Yeah, I think all of us care. Probably could say that.
And just in my buddies and I, we were the same way. Just
you're like, living in the moment.
That's all.
You know, we were very fun. Immature. Very we're, immature.
Had, I don't know. I thought you kicking the balls up into the ceiling was pretty cool.
Now, you know, we were getting ready for football season. Yeah. But
practice your punting.
But yeah, so history's cool. I know you love history, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and your brother, I always told your brother, like way back in the day, I said, hey, you ought to go back to school and get a teaching degree. You seem like you'd be, because he knows a lot about history. And, you know, some people find it to be boring, yeah. but I mean, he's like mad.
Ace is into history?
Seems to be, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. We like it. I don't know. It was something that our school, our teachers made it fun. It was like really, really interesting at a young age. So, yep, carry that with me still. Try to learn something about it every day.
The impressive thing about you, not just your knowledge, but your ability to remember all that stuff. You're learning shit in seventh and eighth grade or even as that, you know, here you are, I don't know how many years later, but it's like, damn it. It's like you talk about it like it's still fresh in your mind. Well, like you just walked out of class.
Yeah, you just finished up.
There is always a difference, though, when you learn in any subject. Like, if you really care about what you're learning, easier to remember.
Right.
Yeah. So, if you really liked it and you found passion in it, then it's not like studying for a fucking math test where I'm trying to memorize the answers and get it done as fast as I could. If I actually like the subject matter, it's easier to remember. But yeah, I'm actually surprised you remember it too.
Because you mentioned West Virginia history. I know I had to take that class, I think, in grade school. Did you guys have to do that in school? West Virginia history, was that?
That's a great
They're starting to phase it out now. I can't believe it.
I think I did take West
Virginia. It is.
I know I took Wheeling. I took history of Wheeling, which was a great class.
I don't think we had
I'm trying to West remember Virginia. If we had West Virginia. I think I did.
I would love to
I'm
go
pretty
back
sure
and,
I did.
And do that. It take like if Jeez, I go that's... now and pay like $25 for like a 4-class course or something, just in like you said, Wheeling history.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wheeling. And I think I believe we talked about it on the radio. I think Mr. Stanton, who we had for history of Wheeling at Park, is teaching history of Wheeling to anybody that wants to take it. I believe, which is really cool. I think that's awesome.
No, yeah, West Virginia history is great. We spent a lot of time on that. We had it like for it was like a whole year. Like we had it like it, sometimes you'd like break it up. You'd have it for like one semester and then you'd change to something else. But no, we did that. We took that pretty serious. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, and so because that was.
Did you have civics class, Chris?
I don't recall. I don't recall civics
because that was another one. We had civics and political science.
We had civics.
Yeah, so I enjoyed civics. Those.
Man,
too.
I tell you,
that's why the SVS kids were always the smartest.
I don't know about that. I will say I did have really really good teachers. I totally owe everything to them. Like my teachers from like fifth to eighth grade were like exceptional. Like just made the world.
Yep.
You looked at it a totally different way, and then. Mm. You move on and you start seeing about other teachers, and you're like,
yeah.
That's not quite the same. But
do you think that teachers, and I can't, I mean, I would have no idea, but do you think that, and I would assume that they do, but do you think that teachers have a, like a sense of pride, or like when they, like if they would know that what you're into in your life now, like do you think they'd be proud of their work?
Yeah, no, I know one of my teachers definitely would be, because he's one taught me how to read racing forms, like in more in depth than like what my dad taught, because my dad wasn't really a gambler, so but like we would go in depth, and then sports betting, we were making spreads on games like our own, using computers and all kinds of things to do our own simulations
in school.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, like 6th, 7th grade. Yeah,
really.
So I know my one teacher, Mr. Wisekircher, he definitely would be like happy that where I'm at. I mean, he would go, we would meet him at the track when we got to be older, like in high school, and we were old enough to go to the track. We would go over to the track and meet him and hang out with him. Yeah. So yeah, no, I think so, but I do think teachers, I would say like your dad's generation teacher, my mom's generation teacher, like those older, I say absolutely, like they gave so much to their students, just so much time and dedication. I know a lot of teachers now, and I think it's a little different.
I do.
Cooley, you can speak to it. You lived it. Like, I mean, a lot of times the teachers now that I know, they do this as a job, not as a life, like they were in the old days. And that's not a knock. It's just the way it is now. But I'm sure there still are some that are really dedicated. But now it's just like
definitely good and bad.
Plus, you're dealing with a lot more assholes than you used to deal with. So that's another trade-off that. Like, it was just a different time. We didn't have phones. We didn't fuck. I mean, we fucked off, Chris will tell you, but we also knew when to respect people.
Well, and and I think that's a thing, like, with the phones and everything. Like, you didn't have a choice but to pay attention, really. Right. I mean, besides, you know.
And you didn't have fallbacks. Like, so say you're fucking off in class or you're sleeping in class and like, you're like, oh, okay, that's fine. I'll make up for this tonight because I'll go on the internet and I'll read it. Like, we didn't have that.
Yeah,
we didn't have it. You were going to encyclopedias. And that was like a big deal. Like, you had to go to the library for your reports and stuff, and you didn't have any access to any of that stuff. So you had to take good notes and use your textbook and like stuff that now you don't have to do.
That is crazy. You guys had to go to the library.
We had to do a little bit of that.
You guys might have been on the very tail end. Like, and I was on like the very front end of the computer era, because by the time I got to late in my middle school and then into high school, then computers started and become pretty huge. So then you had that internet resources you never had before.
Yeah. Now, then you guys,
Chris, you had
don't
nothing.
Remember
no, Britannica.
Britannica and the encyclopedias. Do you know what they
are? I know what they are. I never.
You guys probably never opened up or had a set of them?
No.
I remember my parents would buy a set of them.
Or the salesman that would come around and try to sell
them. Oh, yeah. You'd have A through Z.
Right.
And you probably needed a goddamn box truck to deliver it.
They weighed so much. Yeah.
They were great tools, but you know, you'd have to, you picked whatever, American history or something. I'd do a report and whatever might have been, then you got to get, you know, it's alphabetized, you got to go look through it, and then you had to cite your source. But you know what, and I think that helps our generation, Matt, is like you because of that, we didn't have all the resources like the internet and phones and laptops. You weren't able to take the shortcut, so you had to go through and do all the
no
work.
No AI.
That's funny because that's
really
like right.
It was. It was.
And that's right when I just got out of school. Right when AI was that became a thing. Yeah. Jesus, that,
I know. I wish I had
that kind of like I don't. I would not want to use AI. That would make me feel.
I wouldn't
disgusting.
Have blamed a thing.
It'd make me feel disgusting about.
Yeah,
myself.
That's bad. I
okay,
mean, that's,
can you guys in a short. Explanation. Tell me what that actually is. AI.
Artificial intelligence.
Right.
So whatever it's going to be, it's going to be whatever in the form that everybody would be talking about here. If you're writing a report or something, it's literally like a living computer. He's an AI. She's an AI. It's an AI. Whatever you want to call it, and it will basically generate whatever you want it to talk about.
Yeah. So if I had to write a report on basketball. I would just type, like, a history of basketball. Yeah. I'd type into the prompt, can you write me a report about the history of basketball? And it would just
And it would pull from all these millions of resources that are on the internet. It pulls all the stuff, and it puts it in, puts it into a paragraph paper.
Then you have your report.
But I think now, I think they've cracked down on it.
Good.
And they can understand. And they know what. Because, and here's the thing. They know, if you're a good teacher, you'll know. Yeah, yeah. And you know your students.
Mm-hmm. The AIs, you'll see some of the stuff in there. Like, I messed around with it one time. Like, I put something I would write and I would put it in there and see. Sometimes the way that they would talk in the, as the AI, it wouldn't be the way a normal, like, we would deliver our words. So there's definitely hang-ups there. If you don't read over it, you'll sound like, this definitely was artificially generated, because just the way the word or expression that would be used.
Cause, like you said, if your teacher knows and you've done your own reports, then she reads something like, this isn't Jared.
I'm a 1.9 GPA student that can't barely write a damn sentence. and then here I come with a 5-page report
with all these big words that you never used before.
And real quick, plug, speaking of writing, PineRoomStudios.com is live now. We haven't, I don't think we've even talked about it or announced it at all, but it kind of has been in the works for a little bit. But we now have a website. It's got our bios on there, our events, our podcast, everything. Yep, basically,
all the shows are available.
Yeah, all Pine Room related is on PineRoomStudios.com. And just yesterday, this would be yesterday if you're listening to this, another blog went up, but our first one went up on Monday. Matt wrote our first blog, which we kind of had the idea to do, and just kind of all ideas of what, you know, regular life and whatever we want to write about.
Whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, whatever's on our mind.
You'll find us doing things that some weeks it'll be lighthearted, goofy. Other times it'll be about social issues or things in the news that it make us mad. Sports. I mean, it's all inclusive. It's just whatever you're feeling. It's literally like a journal of yourself. Mm-hmm. And we each rotate through and soups up. So you'll have had we will have had three this week if you're listening to this on Thursday or Friday.
We got a schedule planned out for the month, so be on the lookout for that. I think Soup is going to write about Paul Skeen starting the All-Star game, I think, yesterday when you're hearing this. So
he probably put that in ChatGPT, too, AI.
I bet he. Hey, ChatGPT, write me a story of why Paul Skeen should start the All-Star game.
Oh, no. The blogging's got to be authentic, Soup.
It'll be very authentic. Yeah. I'm actually excited to type something up. I haven't
spent a while.
Jesus, I haven't typed a paper. Well, not a paper, but I haven't typed anything like, I guess, organized in two years
now. Well, I'm challenging everybody who's doing this. Fucking no misspellings.
I'll try to proofread them before we post them.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to give the guy hell who misspelled it. We shouldn't. Should be impossible to misspell something nowadays.
Yeah, right. And now you got your spell check and
everything. Don't use the wrong THEREI. You are. Oh, those things.
I think that's the most
drive me fucking nuts.
That I think that the people, instead, when they say you are, they just do why.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
You are.
It's a bad one. And sometimes I will say, like, grammar the autocorrect on the fucking texting, it makes me even look so stupid. Not that I'm bright at all, but I at least know the right word to use. And sometimes I'll start to spell it and it'll put that one in and I didn't pay attention. And I didn't sound right, even though it's a text, it still makes me mad.
I'm trying to think of the if I ever do it, which one I mess up a lot. I feel like 2-2-2 should never. That's such an easy one.
Well, I would just say, I think out of the ones that are common, that's the easiest one.
Yeah, because
you should. That's
like, if I'm going to go to the store too, and you write TWO,
or just TO.
I'm coming too.
Yeah. TWO. To be or not to be.
Like, what the? How? And TOO to me is so easy. Like, I feel like that's such an easy one. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Well, and I guess you could change it on your phone, the autocorrect or what. But a lot of times when I type in the word were, WERE,
it always does we are.
I have the same thing.
The apostrophe.
Yep.
And then
it makes me
mad. Like, were's a word too. Right. You shouldn't have that until you hit the WE and then you put the apostrophe. Then you can add the other part.
Yes.
You know? That's how it should go. What the hell are they? Apple, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Get your robots in order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Matt, you got money on this soccer game?
I got Spain to be in a final in a future ticket, so I'm rooting for them a little bit. Oh, but okay. Brad's got Spain, so I know he's got a big he's in the soccer pool. So
now if Spain wins this, will that country just go crazy and drink?
I don't know. Be pretty happy. Both these teams will off. Be. They'll be in the finals. So yeah, it'll be well celebrated.
What a sport, Chris. Do you have any questions from the moderator cheat sheet you want to?
Well, I tell you what,
as we're wrapping up here in a little bit,
and I did highlight something here, Jarrett, and I'll tell you why I did, because Saturday I turned 60. This past Saturday I turned 60. Today would be Pat McCormick's 60th birthday. Oh, he passed man. On May 22nd. So, pretty depressing to think about. Because I was thinking that he and I used to celebrate our birthdays together, but he was always in Ocean City, so right. the family would always go to Ocean City. So I'd have to wait till he come back, then we'd go drink beer. But this is just a general thing here. When I saw this, you have 1 year to live. How do you spend it? Like, what are you going to do? Like,
man.
I think if you don't have a year, it could be 6 months, five, whatever. Like,
oh man, that's a
no
that's
cost parameters. You're just going. You're just full throttle. Man. You don't give a shit. Like you don't.
Especially if
it ain't going to be your problem in a few months. Yeah, that's sad.
I think what I'd like to do. I'd like to go to all the ballparks. I'd like to go to all 30 ballparks. I think that'd be fun. Explore the cities a little bit.
Would you end in? Oakland Coliseum?
PNC.
Bury me in
center field.
Like Jimmy Hoffa.
Right under Kutch.
Well, if you get cremated, just you're going to dump your ashes on some of it on.
Yeah, put me out at short with O'Neal.
Yeah, because when I was talking to Carol Sunday, they're taking Pat's ashes to some of them to Ocean City.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Neil's taking him out to Notre
South
Dame.
Bend,
yeah
oh,
South
that's
Bend
neat.
For a game. I said, we got to try to get on the field, dump a little bit of it.
Yeah, shit.
In the end zone, it might give you some luck.
There you go.
But yeah, it's
do they still have grass?
No, they got that fake shit. No, who the hell has
Notre Dame? That's the thing is, if he puts the ashes down there, then it's going to get torn up in a few years.
Yeah, right.
Something
right.
like the old grass.
Or the sweeper's just going to come right, by and yeah. take it up. So, yeah. But I don't know. Everybody probably has a different take on that. But I don't have any. Like, I don't have a bucket list.
I don't either.
Oh, no.
I don't really.
Most of the stuff I would have on, I'd never get to do anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. I just whatever time skydiving. You have. Yeah,
I guess that's the only bucket list thing I got. It's skydiving.
How come
you haven't done it yet?
I don't know. I have no one to go with. I'd go tomorrow.
I thought Nick would be up for that.
Oh, I don't think Nick would go skydiving.
He wouldn't like it?
No, I'd take him with me if he'd go with me.
Well,
man, I don't know.
Well, and if you knew you were, that year was almost up, don't even open up your parachute.
Yeah.
Go out with the
bang. We talked about that. Yeah, that's what Jubb, and we've said it at least a couple of times where Jubb said that
just drop
if,
us
he,
in New York
if
City.
He's like terminal, he wants to just drop out of an airplane with no parachute in the middle of Times Square. And Cooley asked him,
on New Year's
"What
Eve.
If you hit a What if you hit a taxi?" And he said, "Good,
good."
Yeah. I mean, geez, you imagine just landing and how you would just splatter. That's disgusting.
Like, yeah, that's not a load.
But that's never been anything that I would want to do.
Like, skydiving?
No, like I wouldn't mind a parasail. I don't think that would be. But jumping out of that airplane. I just don't really like. I'll watch you, Cool.
I'll take a video of it. Yeah. I'd love to do it. I think we should do a pioneering video of like me and Soup doing skydiving.
I just don't really like anything that where I have the potential to perish, to really die.
I mean, you drive every day.
Yeah, I guess that's a good.
I bet more people die. Driving than
I'm sure.
Well, far more. Yeah,
but I mean, there's also the volume. It, yeah, mm-hmm. Not everybody's skydiving.
Yeah, I'm with
every
you, Jared. I there's not that many things that make me like. Say like there's too much that could go wrong here, and it's not worth it to me to try it.
Right. Yeah, like I don't
like things like whitewater rafting. Like people have always told me how fun that was,
it is fun.
I bet it would be, but it's like you know what? My luck got hit my head on a rock, and that'd be the end of it. I wouldn't want to die that way. Like if I'm gonna die, I want to be going to a horse race or get trampled at a soccer match or something where I could actually be somewhere that I really enjoyed.
And this happened years ago, but I think you remember this when in a NASCAR race or it was open wheel race, a tire was bouncing, went in the stands
there
and crushed somebody.
That would be good.
The tire's coming at you 80 miles an hour and it just crushed you.
Like a tsunami at Secrets or something it would be right, like that. Right. At least they can say Matt died where he'd like to be.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think any of us, and even the other guys in the group that aren't here, you know, if it all ended for us tomorrow, I don't think anyone's going to say, poor Matt, he didn't get to do this or this. And me, I think we've.
I got to push back a little bit on that, Chris. I'd like to live till I'm like 115 probably, because I feel like there's always things you can be doing.
Oh no, but I'm saying, well, maybe you do have a lot of things you still want to do. I don't.
I probably won't ever do any of them, but I'd like to.
Well, then you might outlive George. And if you're going to 115,
George will live till he's 90 at least.
He's defied all odds, really.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, he's awesome. Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah, I was getting ready to probably tomorrow, and I got some time. I would cut up that video of him saying that he quit smoking.
Oh boy, yeah, we busted him.
He was really excited.
We busted him on Sunday.
That lasted about a couple hours. Then he lost a game of shuffleboard.
Did you know that?
Right back to the
signal. Oh, he went right back to smoke. Matt sent me a video.
Yeah, sent him the video
of him saying that he's done. He said, "Why are you done?" And he goes, "Cause I go
Because after we went down to Joey Colangelo's, then we went to the vets. And we almost died in the sun. It was so fucking hot on Sunday.
How they did.
But
thank you.
But so we went down there, and then George started popping off. No, Mark didn't play him. No, but he had to fill in for one of the regular guys on shuffle. And then he lost. I think they lost every game. So he snuck outside. Matt or coach said, "Hey, go out there and check on George to see what he's doing." And he went out underneath the pavilion, and Louis Petrini and somebody else were out there, and I saw him bum a cigarette. How long did he go without a cigarette?
A few hours.
Yeah.
Cool. So, you know, we need to get Champ. We should just get him some
upper deck.
Yeah, some nicotine pouches. Yeah.
Well, I suggested that to him. I told him getting him to. He's not good. Exactly. Yeah. That's well said, because that's exactly right. He's not open minded enough to try this. This is the guy that bets the same baseball teams it's 1979.
Bears and Undo.
Yeah, right. Those teams were good in the 70s. They're good now. And yeah, he doesn't really broaden his horizon.
And rarely does he choose an underdog, right?
Yeah, it's little.
Well,
little
and you know, because George doesn't stick to his word. Because the previous week, we were watching the NASCAR race, and the last three laps took forever because they just kept going into overtime because of all the wrecks, and he got fucked out of some money, whatever, lost bets or some of the boards we had. Just screaming, "No, I'm that's it, I'm done." And he said it repeatedly, "I'm done betting NASCAR, no more NASCAR." And of course, this past weekend,
famous right last back. Words for a gambler.
Because I said I was jacking because I knew Matt told me he made a bet, and I said, "Well, George, I'm not even going to ask you about NASCAR because I know this week you didn't bet it." Just one more race. I only bet one driver this time.
Yeah. His mind erases at midnight every night. He's literally like a computer. You turn it off.
Yeah.
He will come up to me and say things. Like, there'd be times on a Sunday where we were at the Pine Room on Saturday, and he tells me Sunday, "Yeah, we were up Mark Delbrook's yesterday." I was like, "I know, I took you up there." His mind literally, it's like a computer. Yeah. If you don't save your work, you turn it off, it just restarts. It's fresh again the next day.
Yeah, well, I got this here, Matt. You sent me the other when he was pissed about NASCAR. You asked him what was wrong because he looked a little upset, and this is what he had to say.
Way wrong there.
The fucking drivers don't know how to fucking drive.
Fucking
job. that's simple and to the point.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Awesome.
So Champ is still smoking and
still gambling on NASCAR.
Nothing changed there. Chris, do you have any more you want to wrap
last
up with?
I'd appreciate being in the captain's chair like I said, both times I had to follow Jeff Doyle. So,
Chris, let me ask you this before we go.
Yes.
Since we're sponsored by this brownie house, did you buy any brownies yet?
No. I was on the website. I had a cart full, and then I wasn't sure to be just because we were talking about the heat.
Right.
And I know they'll package them. Obviously
guaranteed to come to your door, pristine condition.
Oh yeah, but no, I'm gonna get the only thing is I might have to text you guys and just see what the best. I only had the Oreo one.
I've only had one, like the regular, the original. Yeah. But folks, get out there. Yes, yes. Brownies.com.
Brownie House is awesome.
20% off. Use Pine Room as the promo code in the shopping cart.
Yeah, you get 20% off. Can't on be. Your order. So.
Yeah, and that, I mean, if you got a, well, even if you like desserts or you just have a sweet tooth, but you cannot go wrong. Literally, and I bet every wrong. Single one is delicious.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
You tried them all?
I mean, haven't yet. And box, I think I've had a couple of them. I just can't wait to get down there. I think we're trying to get down there sometime when everybody's free and just go down and see what it's all about.
I would like to just do a little road trip.
Yeah,
that'd
be good. Trying to figure out time to go. So yesbrownies.com. Use code Pine Room on your order. Get 20% off. We appreciate them. Yeah. And I think Jubb probably already put a commercial in here, so you probably already heard from them. So thanks to Brownie House. We love them. Even though I haven't met them yet, still love them.
Yeah. Well, their products are good.
Yes, they have great products.
Yeah. If they're half as good as their product, they're going to be good people.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're That's proud grandma, to be grandma's recipe. With them.
Chris, and one last thing, and Cooley's probably excited about this too. Training camp getting ready to start here in a few days.
Oh, yeah.
NFL.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then
he sound very enthusiastic. Yeah.
And then I didn't even want to waste our breath on Brawny. That's why I didn't bring him.
I just love the denial part of this whole thing. People are out there pushing this narrative. I even heard. I don't know why they put that Golic show on the VSiN now. So occasionally I'll hear a little bit and piece of it. But Mike Golic was like all about this, like how great this is for sports. And I was shocked. Like his kids, he probably had a more successful pro career than either one of his guys. I don't know. It was really weird to me. And I don't get how they're going to say that he literally got drafted based on his talent. I just can't believe somebody's pushing that and think that that holds water. This guy, he's just not as good. It's okay. Michael Jordan's kids suck.
And Ben Michael Jordan didn't push for that.
Correct.
He didn't hold the Bulls or anybody hostage and saying, it's just terrible. And then, they talk about nepotism. And I understand that.
Well, if he earned it, though, I'm cool with it. If the guy's good, there's all these guys in pro sports now that are good young kids who were sons of pro athletes. Mm-hmm. Maybe they got a better look, but they're good enough now that they carry the water. Once you get your foot in the door, you got to do it yourself.
And I'm sure you saw the press conference when they introduced the 55th pick of the draft, LeBron or Bronny, and then and what's his name?
Dalton Connect or whatever.
But then they had J.J. Redick there, and I guess Bronny had said something like. Well, I love the fact or whatever, appreciate the fact they gave me an opportunity. And JJ's like, no, he earned this through hard work.
It's just
all
a lie.
These fucking guys.
It's a fucking
guys,
lie.
All Wait, these
what did he do? Where
hard.
Did he do?
Right. What did he.
His stats were terrible.
I know, but like his hard work was so much better than another guy. I don't get
it. If his name was Mike Jones, he wouldn't even have fucking got looked at.
No. He might be able to. Make a G League team.
He'd be shopping across Eastern Europe to try to find a team to take him.
Cools, do you think that he'll play with the Lakers this next year?
They already said he's going to start out in the G League, but
he got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah, he had his knee swelling.
He tweaked his knee.
Because the pussy ain't working out. That's why. Yeah. He didn't need to.
Well, and then LeBron, go ahead, Cools.
I don't know. He was good in high school. I told you this earlier. I just don't think he's big enough to be a point guard. He can't run an offense because he's not a point guard. He's not tall enough to be a shooting guard, but he is good on defense. I think I think best case scenario, he is like a 10th man at some point in his career.
And that's
but I just
okay.
don't think it's now. It's not now.
Yeah. And it's okay. Like I got no issue with the team signing him to a free agent contract, giving him a chance. I got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. Everybody, if the team wants to try it, fine. I'm cool. But the thing, like he skipped steps and now they're trying to make it sound like they really wanted him because he's that good. It's just not true. It's just blatantly false. LeBron is the reason why. This is all about LeBron. LeBron is a selfish narcissist, and I can't stand it.
The fact that they're going around calling teams, telling them not to draft him, or he's going to Australia, that's what bothered me. If I was Bronny, I would want just anybody to draft me just for me.
And earn it yourself. Yeah. That's what you wouldn't want
to
do.
Well, even if you still went to the Lakers, like at least you didn't force your way there.
Right. No, exactly.
I feel
bad for him to an extent, having that dick as a dad.
And then the dickhead dad puts him right in this position where he's not ready for this. And then throw him in there and then put him – and. I don't know. Some of the media have been very, very critical with this. But, if he goes and plays and he, just like his debut. If he has a bunch of, they're going to crucify him. Or they
I hope
should.
He does well. But
yeah,
we'll
it's a tough
no,
spot.
You know what? I'm being a real old asshole here, but I hope he doesn't just because of his dad. Well, because of what he's done, and Rich Paul, the agent, they're just drunk on power. They want to control everything, and it's just bullshit.
LeBron controls the whole NBA.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy, a bigger narcissist in sports in my entire life. And I've been watching sports 50 years.
The GOAT.
And I've never.
There's nobody even close. He's the GOAT of that.
You
that's
know what?
For sure. Spain is
at
through.
At least Spain wins.
Spain is through.
Spain wins. And
maybe LeBron, maybe they'll go out the first time Bronny checks into the game, and then the next play, LeBron will break both knees, compound
fracture. Or no, they collide with each other.
Right.
Bang knees.
Or like Bronny, like missed calling out a screen, LeBron got hit so hard and his head fell off.
That would be
he'll just retire. Maybe
party at the club, beers on me.
Yeah.
But you know, just say if he had a season-ending injury, LeBron, and you know, early in the season, then – I mean, is he still going to be, on the bench telling JJ, well, you know, when are you going to put Bronny in? Like,
probably.
Bronny, I mean.
It's a good point.
LeBron's fucking ruined that franchise.
Yeah, yes.
Like most of the ones he's been involved with and played for. It just, I don't know. I can't wait until he's out of the league.
I can't wait till he's off the planet.
No, I agree too. He's a pile of shit. He's a fucking
I'll never
pile
say
of
anything
shit.
Good about him at all, except he was born a physically gifted freak.
Yeah. That's it. But I know in those first 6 years of his life, he was probably oppressed. So you got to give him
that. Yeah. He was driving a Hummer in high school. Yeah. His life was tough.
Yeah. He's a fucking
all right.
Asshole.
Enough, Chris. Wrap
yeah,
us up.
Yeah. We can't.
We went off the rails
LeBron. So we can't end with LeBron. But anyway, no. So that's an end of what? Episode 116.
116.
Yeah. So thanks for tuning in and listening. And we'll see you next time for 117. Peace.
Later.